Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Wednesday, August 17th, 2022, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Greetings to you on what I hope is a very fine day for you. I pray things are going well and in the right direction. You know what I'm talking about, in the direction of your hopes and dreams and goals and aspirations, all that stuff. You know what a journey that can be, huh? Don't I know? Because things can go left, things can go right. You like it when they go right, but they can go sideways and up and down, and things can even get flipped, turned upside down, and go all the way around, too. And you know what? You can find yourself with all your hard work, with all your undying effort and relentless trying. You may be back at square one having to start all over again. I can testify to that. Oh, wait. Don't you hate it when that happens? Well, but there is good news. You know, I'm always going to follow up with some good news when I say stuff like that. That doesn't have to be the end of your episode or the wrap of your story. No, it does not. And it doesn't mean you failed. So you stop telling yourself that. Check this out. You can flip your script, miss the pity party, run from every naysayer and negative thing, and pull yourself together. Yes, that's what I said. Pull yourself together. It ain't over till God says it's over. Hold your head up and wipe your tears and prepare to sweat maybe a little more than you did before, but don't you dare give up. Don't even let that be an option. You have a purpose and God has a plan. And, you know, I know you know all of this. I'm just reminding you because that is what faith is all about. It moves in only one direction. If you don't get anything out of what I just said, just remember that. It only moves in one direction. That is in your favor. So do not give up. You know, I think most of us, if asked, would admit that we've had some kind of crisis in our faith, holding on to it, staying it, believing that somehow, some way, a better thing will unfold or a better day is coming. My guest today is an inspiring author whose story I'm sure will be relatable for all of us in some ways. She is actually a best-selling Amazon author. Her name's Tajiri Brackens, and she's a contributor to the book The Battle Behind My Smile, Public Testimonies of Triumph in the Midst of Our Private Trauma. Doesn't that sound good? I'm so looking forward to this conversation. She says that her transparency will give us the necessary tools to stand in our power, that she'll challenge us to think about things that we thought were imprisoning us and show us how to shift that into being things that do empower us. She has been featured in the March 2019 issue of O Magazine's Leading Women in Business in the Pacific Northeast. She is an impressive businesswoman and coach, and she's shining in the glory of her story, The Battle Behind My Bipolar Faith. And I'm so happy to welcome you, Tajiri.
Good afternoon. Thank you so very much for allowing me to share a little bit about bipolar faith, which all I can say is, as T.D. Jakes says, get ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for having this conversation with me.
Oh, I'm glad to have it. I don't often brag, but I brag about this show because I have some of the most fabulous people. And I can say it without any hesitation. I have fabulous people on this show, and the show is fabulous. So it's my privilege to be able to talk to you today and have you share what I know will be inspiring and insightful and helpful story for people. So thank you. We can start with your backstory. I always ask about that, and what I mean by that is, you can start wherever you want to in your story, and just kind of bring us up to now. But typically, with authors and speakers and coaches, there's something that shaped us into who we are and brought us to the point where we know we had to use it to tell somebody. So why don't you run with that and tell us about you?
Absolutely. I'll give you a very Cliff Notes version of what has gotten me to this point. And it's in one word, life.
Mm-hmm.
Life. We have all, you know, I'm not going to say I'm going to make this real personal. I have had my share of ups and downs. I have had my share of disappointments, setbacks, distractions, discouragements. That has been, you know, just a part of my life. It's life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized, because of my faith and my foundation, and
mm-hmm.
as Word says, train the child in the way that they shall go. When they're grown, they will never depart from it. And
right.
it was that foundation that brought me through and got me through those challenging times. Some of them related to personal romantic relationships. Some of them related to professional relationships. Some related to part of my professional careers. I mean, there have been rejections in so many places. And I know, again, let me make this personal. I'm not going to put everybody in that category. I don't want to be monolithic when I speak. But I think that I am speaking for more than just myself. But again, I'm going to make it personal. I have had my share, and with having that foundation that my mother instilled in me, that my grandmother instilled in me, because I was that little girl that sat behind my grandmother while she was, at that time we called it the musician, now it's the minister of music, while
mm-hmm,
she was playing
mm-hmm.
for the choirs and the church and what have you, and my little legs were too short to even touch the floor. They were just dangling in the chair. So I say that to say how long church has been a part of my foundation.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
has been what I have pulled on, again, to help get me through, because there are certain times when we hit a bump in a road or when we hit a curve and we just don't know what the heck to do. We don't know how to move forward. It's like we almost become paralyzed, even though we're going through our daily routines. We become paralyzed
mm-hmm.
as far as the direction in which we should go. So it's because of those times when I began to what I call have my own personal therapy, couch therapy time, but I wasn't literally sitting on the couch to have my therapy. And what my therapy was for me was writing and journaling. And that's
mm-hmm.
how the author in me really got its legs. My mom told me years ago, I was in grade school. I don't even remember what grade, but there was a paper assignment that I had to do. And, of course, you know, you have somebody double-check your work so that you are giving your best and putting forth your best. And when she read it, it was at that point she told me, "You are a writer." Well, that was where the seed was planted. Now, you could,
mm-hmm.
of course, know at that time, I ain't thinking about no writing. I'm just doing what I got to do so I can get this assignment done. But inherent in the seed is the seed. So whatever is in you that's meant to be is going to come out at the appointed time. And that's where my journaling or what kind of was the platform for my journaling. And as I began to write and do my journaling, I realized, oh, my God, I'm healing as I'm going through this journaling process. And that's actually how my first book got started. It was my first Amazon's bestseller, Grow Through the Pain, Stand in Your Power. Because there were some things that I needed to release, the energy that was sitting in me that was blocking what it was that was in store for me for my next level. And so once I began to journal it and get it out of me, that opened up the space for other energies to come through. And it was during that process, hence how the title came about, Grow Through the Pain, I realized that those things did not bother me anymore, or to the extent that they did, as I was going through them. And now that I have gotten through that storm, I have, quote, grown through the pain and was then able to stand in my own power so that I can catapult to my next level. So that's a little bit about me, And as we will continue to talk about bipolar faith, whoo, child, that's all I got to say. Whoo, child.
I can hardly wait. I wanted to ask you this, if you can share. Was there a particular crisis that made you know? I hear you saying you were writing all your life. And, of course, with that encouragement from your mom, you knew you had the gift. But was there a particular crisis in your life where you knew, okay, it's time for me to make what I've been going through public, put it into a book, and you know, your bestseller, I'm sure came out of that. But was there a particular something that really, you know, birthed that book?
I don't think there was just the one, as Oprah says, aha moment. I believe that it was three basic things for me. Talk to me, Holy Spirit. He talks to me in threes. I hear you, Lord. He talks to me in threes. And that just resonated with me when you asked that question and I began to answer it. So there were three incidences that happened that caused me to really evaluate what was going on with me. How was I moving in my life? Was I really doing and being all that I was called to be and to do? And part of stepping into that was, you know, again, truly understanding who I am and whose I am. Part of that, again, my mother, Lord, I love her dearly, love her dearly. Who knew what she was putting in me, implanting in me when she did what she did? So my full name is Tajiri Katika Mapenzi, and that's Swahili, which means one rich in love. As a kid, I hated my name because nobody could say my name. But as I grew up, I began to understand what my mother put into my name, and I began to grow into my name and understand it. So with understanding that as an adult, when the three things that happened to me, one was I truly had my heart broken in a relationship and something that I thought was going to be substantial. That was one thing. The second thing was the volatility of the career that I had chosen at the time, which was a corporate travel agent, and the in and out of jobs with layoffs here, layoffs there, the cutbacks here. I mean, just so much that was happening that on my end, the result of that was in and out of jobs, which created a financial strain at times. And then the other was, it relates to a relationship as well, the time that I invested in trying to help somebody else as opposed to focusing on myself and uplifting and encouraging myself, pouring into myself, I was doing that for somebody else and became depleted. Therefore, I did not have anything else to give to anybody. So those were the three things that happened. No, they weren't simultaneously, thank God. But as I began to journal and look back on it, those were the most pivotal things that had happened in my life that caused me to like, you know what, if I'm going through this, somebody else has got to be going through it too. And I firmly say and believe in my personal motto as well as in my business, we teach best what we need most.
Mm-hmm.
So those things that I was needing, that I was looking to, help me, Jesus, that I was looking to somebody else to fulfill, I already had in me.
Yes, we often do have everything we need, of course, and just forget to look within, because it's, I guess that challenge is harder than some of the other things that you know, we attempt to do. It's hard to admit. And then the beauty of it is, once you admit it, you come up with all kind of discoveries that make you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
wonderful. Well, listen, I want to make sure we go ahead and segue while you're talking about your first book into the contribution that you made to The Battle Behind My Smile, because I think it's a powerful message. The Battle Behind My Bipolar Faith. Tell us how you came up with that and why.
I can honestly say it was a deposit from God. It was a deposit from God. And as I mentioned earlier, the volatility of the career choice that I had chosen at the time, when it put a financial strain on you, put a financial strain on you, and or put in the financial strain on me. And I knew God's word that He would supply all of my needs. I knew God's word that He would take care of me. He would never leave me. He would never forsake me. I knew God's word that all things work together for good. I knew God's word that He knew the plans that He had for me. But my natural, my carnal situation was not adding up to what God's word says.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get where I'm, what I'm saying, and where I'm coming from. So in looking at that, and in my quiet time, in those places of feeling busted, disgusted, defeated, and what have you, I realized, okay, girlfriend, you're dealing with some bipolar-ish issues. And just from what I understand, I'm not a PhD in anything. So I'm not saying that as per se a clinical term, but I am using the clinical term to help bring home the point of the double-mindedness. And in again, as I said in the earlier, inherit in the seed is the seed. So I'm able to pour into people and give all that I can to help uplift them, because I'm a servant leader. So it's giving, making sure they have what they need, making sure they have the encouragement, not always something tangible that they need, but just helping them to fill the void of feeling worthless and worthlessness that was attached to their spirit.
Yes, I understand that.
And in seeing that, in realizing that that's who I was when I was on the other side of the door, and I'm saying the door as far as my home, my dwelling, but yet when I came home and had to be in that dwelling, it was a stark contradiction to what it was that I was giving, to what it was that I was being, and to what it was that I was doing. My reality, again, it was a stark contradiction to what it was that I was doing. And I sat there, you know, in that place, in that season, and realized, you got a double-mindedness that's going on here, because at home I felt worthless. But when I was on the other side of my door, out doing what I needed to do, you know, just through daily life and running and ripping and doing that type of thing, and being who I was, I was somebody told. So it was almost like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was something on the other side of my door, but I was something completely different when I came home. And, you know, fortunate, I don't know if it was a fortunate thing or not, but maybe it is. I was there by myself, so I didn't have anybody else to kind of either bounce some things off of that was actually there. Don't get me wrong, I have people I could call if I needed to. I have an amazing friend network, a support system, and what have you. But, you know, when you're in your own space, in your mind, as well as in your physical space, sometimes you just don't want to be bothered with nobody. And it was during that time when I was able to really evaluate and analyze what reality was and what I needed to do in order to make the change so that I could begin to truly stand in my power and truly live out God's word for my life.
And so how long did you exist in this one spectrum to the other in your faith? How long of a period are we talking about that you were in until you came to that point where you knew you had to reconcile your faith? So I want you to tell us that, and then tell us exactly what that awareness was and empowerment for you was to reconcile it, because as you already know, you wouldn't have expressed it in a book. You already know a lot of people suffer from that same type of dynamic, faith dynamic. It's pretty mm-hmm. common, actually. And so to help anybody who may be in the midst of that challenge right now, I know that the length of time for us to become more spiritually mature and strong can vary. But I would just like for you to share about your timeline with that. And then how you actually purposed to reconcile yourself to a place of balance. So, and I guess I say balance because, again, I think it's a pretty common thing to experience when you have issues in your life to be strong when you go out and then feel less empowered when you're back home. Part of that is because you're drained from all you're doing on the other side. But that's part of the reason. So I don't necessarily view it as a negative thing in the sense of, it's the worst place to be, but it can be a wonderful place to be because you from that place you can only do what you talk about in your first book, grow from that. I mean, it could get worse, but you know what I'm saying. The opportunity there is to grow and expand spiritually in such a wonderful way. So tell us about your timeline and tell us, what were some points that you can share that helped you get to a better balance spiritually. I'm sure some of it was circumstantial, but I guess I'm reaching for the soul searching part of it.
So as I said, there was just me, and I just had to have those deep conversations with God as to why. Is this happening now? I know word tells us not to question him, but you can call him on it. And even though that was, why is a question as to what's going on, but it's more so what is the purpose of this? Why are you sending me through this? I know that you have a purpose, but I don't understand what it is. His ways, his thoughts are not our ways and our thoughts. So my time frame, and I think that was a part of your question that you asked, as to how long did it take? I probably started to, if I look back over the years as far as when it began, it was probably about a 10, it began, it was probably about a 10-year span. That doesn't mean that all 10 years were destitute. There were quite a few ups and successes that were in that, but just the whole period overall was about 10 years. Now, when I got deep good, and I had to do a just not an observance of what was going on, but really get in and like, okay, girlfriend, you got to do something different because apparently what you have been doing ain't working. So what are we going to do something different to get some different results? That was probably about 6 years ago. Holy Spirit, talk to me. Here he goes again. he's constantly revealing things to me as I talk and share the story. So six, biblically speaking, in numerology is strategy. And that's when I began to strategize and figure out a plan as to what needed to happen. And then, you know, of course, after that was year seven. And seven is for completion. And then eight, of course, is new beginnings. And by God, I would say 2018 is when all of the new beginnings began to happen for me. And the whole shift in trajectory as far as what was going on in my life, it had served its time served. The time served, and now it's time to be out for freedom and move into that next level of living.
Mm-hmm. Was there any particular notice of how you viewed where you were to the new beginning and the old circumstances or the circumstances that were behind you? Was there a noticeable shift in what you were saying as far as self-talk or how you were speaking or viewing faith movement? You know, I talked about that in my intro, that faith moves in one direction. And often, you know, you mentioned this when you began talking earlier, that we can find ourselves paralyzed. And I know that because I've done that as a crisis in my own faith, not so much now, but earlier when I was learning faithing. It was easy to stop and hold your whole self accountable for anything that was happening that wasn't going right. And, of course, we are to a great degree responsible for a lot of things. But I'm just wondering, was there a shift? Because there was a shift for me in how I looked at a complication and how I looked forward about it. And it was for me, I feel extreme, you know, because you're coming through various things that, like you said, I have also experienced things that just didn't even make sense, couldn't explain, and you knew you were doing everything you needed to do as well and as right as your logic and knowledge and experience would show you. So I'm just curious, was there a change in how you began to view your facing forward?
I love that expression, facing forward. I love it. So some things that were crucial in transitioning for me was, here again, my mom, I love her dearly, who knew that she had so much wisdom that she was able to transfer into me and didn't probably realize how much of an impact it would have on me as I began to grow, as my grandmother used to say, keep living. Just being able to pull back on those things. And one thing that helped me to get through was she always told me, your circumstances do not dictate who you are. And that was the resilience foundation that I stood on and kept me going. It's like, okay, we got to do some things. We got to figure this out. No, you don't know exactly what the magic potion is, but you know you got to keep trying things until you start to see some results. Yeah. So that's what I held on to, holding on to as well that God is not going to bless anything if I don't give him anything to bless. So there had to be some movement there. You asked me something else, and it slipped my mind just that quick.
No, I think you covered what I said. What I want to ask you about it, when you shared this story in the book, of course, I can hear in you. I mean, you're expressing with purpose, and I know you're writing with purpose. But how did you believe, particularly, that your particular circumstance, journey, situation would help empower other people? What did you think about sharing this particular piece would do in the lives of a reader?
Because as I was coming out and had gone through the challenge and understood that my challenges were not meant for me to just harbor and keep to myself, that, again, life is cyclical. People go through the same things, but it may be to a different degree based off of their pedigree.
Mm-hmm.
But life is cyclical, and everybody goes through ups and downs. There's going to be something where money ain't going to always be right. It may not go the way that you want it to. We're all going to go through some type of heartbreak, heartache at some point. There's going to be a mismatch as to where we think our lives should be and where it actually is. And as being a person to pour into other people and give them the encouragement and tools that they needed in order to get through their challenge, and having those candid conversations, I realized that they were going through the same things that I was going through, and how selfish of me to keep my experience to myself and not give somebody the tools that they need in order to be successful and be able to get through it. I stand on and believe in W.B. Du Bois' Talented Tenth, each one reach one, bringing somebody forward with you because of the knowledge that you have. Okay, talk to me, Holy Spirit, again. I don't know what this is about, but he's dropping a whole bunch of stuff to me as I'm talking to you. You know, people perish for a lack of knowledge. So how dare I keep it to myself and not share it with somebody for them to struggle the same way I did, because it didn't feel good as I was going through it, and I wish somebody had shared some things with me.
Yeah,
so that I would not have had to struggle as long or struggle as hard. So, again, how dare I keep that to myself? How dare I keep that to myself?
Or at all. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were saying you would have appreciated knowing some of these things so you wouldn't have to struggle through, and you mentioned a couple things. I said, or struggle at all, because if you'd known some things, it would have prevented us from going in certain directions in the first place. So I certainly get that as well.
Exactly. So and having those candid conversations, because I had grown through those things, I realized you need to let these people know some of the shortcuts so that they don't have to deal with it. On their own, they know that they are not alone, and sometimes it takes somebody to be in your corner and in your circle where there's no judgment and you can get booty butt naked about everything as far as what's going on with you, and having that transparency and then strategizing and figuring out how to get through it.
Indeed. Well, I know that the things you keep asking God why are certain things coming to you, but it's real obvious, and it's something I am committed to doing, is offering people more insightful spiritual information, because oftentimes, and I know, I listen to the same people and the same sermons of the popular people all the time, and I know it's very difficult to talk about everybody's something You know, many of them are very good at it, but many of them miss some of the dynamics like you've talked about today, and the reality and the transparency. Because, and what that tends to do is leave people thinking, you know, I am the only person going through this then, you know. And so I do my best with the people that I talk to, and in my own sharing with my own stuff that I do outside of this, I try to bring as much reality into what we want to walk in that we call religion. I try to bring the reality, because, you know, some of the cliches that I've heard over the years, and the, you know, the short, sweet statements that are supposed to get you through something, they don't work. They just don't work. When stuff hits the fan, that is not going to work. You got to really know that, you know, like you talked about a 10-year period, you know, you got to really know that this stuff doesn't go away at the snap of a finger, at the snap of a prayer. There's a lot that has to go into anybody's journey. You said that, and I know that none of us are exempt from going through this thing called life. We're not, and we're all experiencing the same things at some kind of level, some kind of how. And I love being able to open up people's stories and my own to share with people that, yeah, this is the way it is. It doesn't mean that you have to live in some type of drudgery all the time. It just means that here it is. Now, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to miss the pity party, which I think you should do, and then just grab hold of all of the faith elements and the empowerment and the education, knowledge, wisdom, experience of people, and really pull yourself together, like I said, because this is it. This is how it goes. And you can live in that with a power. And that power, the power that you and I are talking about, is the power that comes through faith in God. And so I just appreciate being able to unfold people to my audience. I think it's so needed. Everybody's looking for a quick fix and, you know, quick things to happen, and certainly that can happen. I don't deny it. There are miracles happening all the time, but we have to recognize that the way life unfolds in its own natural order of growth and processing and learning and all of that, it's another dynamic, and it's powerful in itself. And so, you know, that's what you're saying to people, and that's what I want as a mission for myself to share with people as well. And more people, I don't know if you've noticed, Tajiri, more and more people are grasping it that way and teaching it that way because they've learned that, you know, yeah, I prayed and now I'm sitting here, I'm waiting for God to do that miracle. Get me out of this. Get me through this. Stop me from feeling this way and all. That's just not how it goes. It just does not.
It's
just not. And so you continue.
Dear old mom, here again, I'm a PK, and she is the pastor, so there's a whole lot of insight that has come with her being a pastor. And one thing that we talked about been years ago has been prayer life. And she said there are three basic phases of prayer that we have. The first being God bless me, God bless me, God bless me. And the second phase, God save me, God save me, God save me. And then the third is God use me, God use me, God use me. And once I got through those first two stages and became actively walking, and God use me, and that's the surrendering unto him, that's when things shifted for me. That's when things shifted for me. And in having those, which I talk about in my chapter, Bipolar Faith,
you'll read the candid conversation that I have with God. I mean, just like I'm talking to you, just like I talk with my girlfriends, just like I talk with my mom, my parents, anybody that I have a conversation with, it's a candid conversation as to, you know, not only why is this happening, it's like, okay, Lord, you told me this, but I ain't seeing what you're saying. And I could begin to see what you'll see unfold in that conversation with God, how God begins to, which I believe in my conversation and my relationship with him, how he began to reveal, okay, now she's ready for me to do what I need to do. She wasn't ready before. That's why she kept bumping her head. That's why she kept running into these stumbling blocks. Why she kept having all of these detours. She was not ready yet. But now she's ready, and I can reveal the things that I want her to do, that I want her to have, that I want her to experience, because she's ready. So just think about it like a caterpillar in a cocoon. They're fighting. They're moving about, and the butterfly is beginning to develop, but it's not quite ready yet. It keeps, you know, flapping its wings and going through its metamorphosis and changing and what have you. And it's fighting to get out of that cocoon because it's ready to get out, but naturally it's not time for it to come out. But as time goes on, and in the process of fighting to get out and moving the wings, that was actually strengthening the wings so that once that cocoon breaks, then it's ready to fly and do what it was designed to do.
Mm-hmm. My guest last week talked about the exact same thing. I told her then, I said, I think God created butterflies so we can explain it in this way. I think he created
wow.
them just so we can tell these stories of transformation. Well, you know, your perspective and your message is just so fully persuading to Jerry, and I really hope that people can grasp. I'm sure you've had a positive response, but truly grasp the need to use these things in application to your own happiness and success, and that's really what I believe you and others and myself want to see happen, that there truly is, out of all of this, it's faithing us forward to greater happiness and success in life, and I believe that we mm-hmm. all want this. I want you to go ahead and share, if you would, where people can get your books and how they can get in touch with you. And I believe there's tell them about the podcast. I know this is a lot. Tell them about the podcast and about Heritage Leadership Consulting. So start wherever you want, but make sure you don't miss any of that.
Okay. so first, how can they get in contact with me? I am on LinkedIn, IG, for those that like to simplify things and letters and acronyms. For those of us that took a minute to realize it, it's Instagram, as well as on Facebook. You can either find me under Tajiri Brackens. Well, actually, my tagline, which is Diversity and Inclusion Specialist. That is how you'll be able to find me on each of those platforms to make sure that you're getting to the right person. As you know, there are a lot of people that do spoofing and pseudo pages and what have you. I want you to be able to get to the right person so you can get the right information and the right connection. So that's where I am on each of those platforms. As far as my company, Heritage Leadership Consulting, what we do there is professional development through diversity, equity, and inclusion with a focus on soft skills using childhood stories.
Wow.
So what exactly does it look like? We're currently working on the Wiz to share the principles of soft skills, and my signature is charisma, connection, and character. And with those soft skills, how you can move a team, move an organization forward by using, here again, soft skills, and I'll put a pin in that for a moment and come back to it, but to be able to accomplish the goals and get a task done to where everybody has a place and a sense of belonging and getting the job done. So as it relates to the soft skills, I realize, which is a part of that 10-year journey as well, some of the things that I needed the most, I wasn't getting from leadership, that I wasn't getting from mentorship. And I firmly believe that if you have a relationship with somebody, then not only are they more willing to go above and beyond with you, for you, for the cause, but you also are going to increase your loyalty. You will decrease your attrition and your turnover rate, and you have people that have a greater self-worth or increased value, increased self-esteem, because they were a part of something good going down or happening. And I saw that that's something that was missing, the relationships and the soft skills when it came to managers and mentors, and they were losing a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So just think about relationships that you have with someone. If it's a good relationship, if they call you and ask you to do X, Y, Z, depending on what your relationship is with you, that's how you're going to respond as to whether or not you're going to do it and how well you're going to implement what it is that they've asked you to do.
Right.
So that's how I address the soft skills. And currently, the childhood story that we're working on is the Wiz. So what does that look like? Dorothy is the visionary, the manager, with whatever title you want to put on her. And she has her three friends, which are her team members, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Lion. And I look at their different strengths and how they pull on those strengths to be able to get to see the Wizard, which is what the common goal is for everybody. But they're all looking for, obviously, different things from the Wizard. So they have to work together in their strengths to be able to get to the ultimate goal. So that's my spin on diversity, right, equity, inclusion, and soft skills, and the childhood story.
And that's at heritageleadershipconsulting.com.
Yes, ma'am. HeritageLeadershipConsulting.com is my business website, and you can find out more information as far as what we're doing there. And it was one other question that you asked me. I tried to remember everything.
I want you to tell people where to get the books.
Oh, the books, Amazon. It is currently on Amazon. I'm doing a second edition for Grow Through the Pain. So right now I have pulled it off. But you know, if you want your own autographed copy with that, you can either inbox me from Facebook. You can DM me through Facebook. You can send me an email from heritageleadershipconsulting.com. As far as Battle Through the Mind, Battle Behind My Smile, I'm sorry, that is currently on Amazon as well. I am sending out autographed copies on it. I'm waiting just on my shipment to come in, and the books are going to start going out. There, if you're wanting the autographed copy for it, it's only $25, and you can do that through Cash App if you choose to. And that is $T Brackens, $T Brackens. And just make sure that you put in the notes your address so that I know where I'm going to be sending your personalized autographed copy to. And one other thing that I do with my books, I pray over each and every one that whoever's hands this book ends up in, that they get what it is that they need for their breakthrough. I'm just, as you can probably tell, my faith is my foundation, and that's all that I know. And I just ask God to use me for somebody else's breakthrough, and they're moving and shifting to their next level. Those are the books, and I think that's everything. Did I miss something?
Yeah, tell us about the podcast.
Ah, the podcast. So that is under construction. We are revamping it. I was on a separate on another platform, and all of a sudden I got an email, we are no longer doing this. So I'm currently in search of a new place to put my podcast on. Now, I do have, which I'm uploading to my website, because fortunately I did save all of my conversations from the other four podcasts. I did save them. I've just got to figure out how to get them all uploaded onto my website. So if anybody knows any tech people that know how to do that, I would greatly appreciate it, because technology is not always my friend. But I've got several episodes that need to be uploaded on that. But the new podcast is coming. And for whatever reason, as I said before, God knows what it is that he's doing. Everything has a purpose. So that season was over, and now I'm in the new season with new experiences, with new knowledge, with new encouragement, as well as from the professional development to the coaching and mentoring. It was time to change the platform anyway. So that is in the works.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I will go ahead and put some additional information on the radio page about your Heritage Leadership Consulting and where the books can be found on Amazon as well. I want to thank you so much for taking all this time to talk with me today and share your life and story with my listeners. I am always wanting to bring something that offers some excellent takeaways, and I am finding that when people share their stories, boy, I don't know that it gets any better than that, because it really does help us recognize that we're all part of one great big community and going through a lot of the same things, and hearing stories of triumph and victory is something that I really, really enjoy sharing. So thank you so much for, again, being here today. And I wish you a whole lot of continued success with, I'm sure you've got some more books that are birthing in you too.
Yes. They are ready to come out. I've got the titles, and I'm just waiting on God to deposit, you know, send me the tweets from heaven. Okay, this is what I need you to say in this book. Now I need you to get the right. So, you know, he never gives you a vision without the provision of making it happen. So I'm just waiting to hear from him and how he wants me to move. I never make a move. I never make a decision without consulting with him first.
That's a good place to be. Well, I am going to, again, wish you well and much success with that. And I'll, of course, keep my eyes open for things that may be coming through my feed about you. And my only other thing I'd like to say is please give your mom a high five from me.
I sure will. I sure will. In fact, I'll make sure she catches the replay. So not only will I physically give one to her, but she's going to hear it for herself.
She's been a champion for you, and I love that. I love that.
Yes.
So you be blessed, my sister. I look forward to, again, touching base with you somewhere down the line. Enjoy your day.
You as well. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you are more than welcome. And I want to thank all of you, too, by now, all of you, too, for stopping by today, whatever day it is that you've decided that you're going to tune in and listen. Thank you so much for being here. And I know, I trust that you really did get a lot out of that conversation. Again, it was Tajiri Brackens, and she is a best-selling author. And the current book that we talked about a lot today was The Battle of My Bipolar Faith, The Battle Behind My Smile, and the contribution that she has made
to that. So I will post that. But if you want to look it up sooner, she's on Amazon. So go ahead and search it and give her your support. I want to mention, too, you know, I have a couple of books out. I always mention this at the end of the show. One of them is What is Faith? And the other is Stay in the Ring. And when you go to Amazon, be sure you search Silver Ray Fox so that you get the right books, because people have shown up with those same titles. And it's interesting because I did my homework before, and I'm thinking some of those books followed, you know, me getting mine out. But, you know, neither here nor there. We all got a little different take and twist on what it is we're doing and trying to share with you. So take a look at those. You can also go to silverrayfox.com. I've got like a ton of articles, years and years and years of articles that I have written. And they are there to offer you inspiration, motivation, and encouragement as well. So take a look at that. I've got a lot of information there about me as well. I recently hooked myself up with a YouTube channel. I've got a program that I've started called Let's Talk About Faith, and I've got two episodes already posted there. So you can look for Silver Ray Fox Media on YouTube, and there are a couple of clips that are a little older, but they're still worth hearing that I put there as well for you to take a listen to. So Silver Ray Fox Media on YouTube. I'm going to look forward to talking to you again next week. I've got folks lined up all the way through October, so we're going to have a good time with the information that I'll be sharing with you. I'm truly excited about it. And if you were here at the beginning, you heard me say that I have fabulous people, and that is just the bragging truth. What can I say? That's how I do. So you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for being here. And in the meantime, until we talk again, be good, be blessed, and be awesome.